Welcome to Straight from the Muzzle, folks, where we are anything but straight. My name is Space, and I will be your host for, I don't even really know if this is considered to be an episode. I mean, I guess it is, but it's not. It's more or less like an update slash announcement slash I need something from you kind of a thing. So we'll kind of just get straight to the point. I don't want to waste any of you guys' time, although a lot of people, you guys are like, oh, but I want to listen to you. I've had so many people tell me, I love listening to your voice. Thank you. I really do like that. It's kind of an odd thing to like take in. You know, you hear someone's like, oh, I just love listening to your voice. And I'm like, really? Because when I listen to my voice, I hate listening to it because it's so high-pitched. I was noticing like at work, I feel like I get more higher pitched throughout the day. And then towards the end of the day, my voice gets like really like low and raspy. And I just like don't sound like myself. So I don't know. It's just probably me. But today I'm coming to you to kind of give you guys an update as to what's been going on. You may have noticed that recently we haven't been updating any episodes for the month of April. That's more or less kind of like a fortunate, a fortunate thing that happened, I suppose, but maybe not fortunate. It's fortunate in the way that it happened, but it's not fortunate because it wasn't planned. At the beginning of the year, when we started uploading in February and in March, generally when we release episodes, it's every 2 weeks. And that's not like, you know, well, if there's like, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, if there's like 5 weeks in a month, it doesn't matter. It's periodic. It's every 2 weeks. So it's a bi-weekly release regardless. And we try to release on Fridays, but sometimes we can't. We can only get it out on a Saturday or maybe even a Sunday. And that's because, you know, our editor isn't put on a set schedule as to, you know, I mean, I do have an obligation, like an expectation. This is when I would like it to be uploaded, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's always going to be uploaded on time. And the reason for that is because none of us get paid on our podcast. Everything we do is 100% volunteer. And a lot of the programs that I use, like Zencastr and, you know, to record and then to upload to Buzzsprout, I also pay for that too. A lot, it all comes out of my pocket, majority of the stuff. Any equipment, like the headsets we use is a Turtle Beach, but it has a male end to it. And so I use the male end to it's a sound card USB that we plug it into that plugs into your computer. So that way it helps dampen the noise. It's not too rough. It really just helps equalize everything. I pay for that. So I pay for my own, then I pay for any of our hosts that have one as well. And if you know, we have many hosts. The only one I haven't gotten one for really yet is Dear Dog because she's in the United Kingdom, but she has a pretty good headset. And Bix, but he kind of has a good headset too, but I still want to get him one as a default. But like I said, all of that comes out of my own pocket. So none of us get paid. We all kind of just do this volunteer. And because we do this volunteer, I can't really put an expectation as to when things have to be done because it's kind of like a fine line. If I were paying them per hour or per commission, then yeah, I could set an expectation saying I need this by this specific deadline. And if you don't meet that, then we're going to need to talk. But that's not how it works. Not with our podcast, at least. We're a very much close, tight-knit family. We all communicate with each other quite frequently. In fact, I keep in touch with my staff on a weekly basis, if not a daily basis, just to kind of just see how things are and all that jazz. But when it comes to, you know, having things edited and then uploaded on time, I'm just basically giving, this is when I would like it to have it uploaded, but there is a chance that, you know, our editor might have an emergency or maybe they have school or finals that week and I wasn't aware of it, which is why I try to become aware of certain things. So I know that Bix is in college right now, so I have to be aware of his schedule. Also, Paradox has his schedule as well, so I got to be aware of his. And I know that usually we can record on Mondays and Tuesdays, but sometimes it's also pushed on the weekend. For instance, with Sparrow, you don't hear Sparrow come on the show as often anymore because they're putting more focus in their career than they are with the show, and that's totally fine. So whenever I do record an episode with Sparrow, it's very few and far between, but I have to work around her schedule so that it works best for her. So there's a lot that goes into production, and then, well, I guess you could say recording is part of the production to uploading. And so it's something you kind of learn over time, but it's definitely always a bumpy road. So with our upload schedule this year so far, we did Let me just go look real quick. My coworker is dead set on saying that I need to get like a calendar and I need to like write down everything and, you know, because I forget things. I'm like, no, it's all up in my head. I'm good to go, which is true for the most part, but for the other parts, no. So we've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 uploads so far. But in February, we only did 2. And then in March, we were only supposed to really do 2 episodes, but there was a setback, essentially. So in February, we were supposed to release a specific episode, but then the passing of Mark Merlino happened, and we wanted to get on that ASAP. So we recorded a tribute episode for that, which means it kind of pushed back a couple of other episodes that we had already recorded or planned. And that does happen in the process. Sometimes what I'll do is I'll have plans like, I want this to release on this day and this to release on this day, and we're good to go for the next 2 months. But then something happens where we have an unforeseen episode that we want to get out and pushed out right now, which means I have to rework the release schedule, and that can take some time. So that does play a role. But because of the Mark Merlino passing, we did have to rework the schedule. And that also meant that I put a lot of pressure on our editor, Crow, to basically produce more than I normally would. And I don't want to burn out our editor because he does have to go through a lot of crap. Like, we might record anywhere between an hour to an hour 45. And then he has to take all of that, edit it down to maybe being like an hour or maybe even less than that, just to make it manageable. I don't really like long episodes because typically when it comes to statistics, the longer the episode, the less likely you're going to finish listening. So I want to be able to captivate your interest, but not keep it there for so long that you're just kind of done with it. So I like to stay within a specific time if I can. If I know that the episode's going to go longer, then yes, I'll make sure that our editor knows this and that, you know, we kind of like let you guys know, oh, this will be a longer episode because of how in-depth the topic is. But I generally like to let you guys know, you know, that kind of information.
Hey, everyone. It's Crow here. It's been a while since I have been in any of the episodes, as in talking. It's just been busy and very hectic. A lot of things have happened since then. Like, I am currently in the process of moving and I got engaged. So yay. This is going to be a little bit more of a longer interjection than I normally am used to. I'm just going to expand upon what Space is saying right now. These episodes, in terms of editing, it takes me roughly anywhere from 8 to 12 times as long as the actual raw audio is to produce the final episode. So if they record for an hour, let's say, on a really good day, as in like I have to do these over multiple times because I don't have just 8 hours in one day that I can set aside, on a really good 2 week, it'll take me about 8 hours to produce that one episode that is a 1 hour recording. Whereas on a really bad week, it can take me up to about 12 hours or sometimes even longer if I'm just really struggling with editing an episode. I have been able to get that time down a little bit. I now am using a couple different softwares that I'm paying for that kind of let me speed up that process just a little bit, but everything still has to go through my ears, my hands. I have to approve something gets deleted, and I have to say something gets kept in if my program is saying, hey, we think this should be deleted, and I think that it's not. And again, like, this is volunteer work. None of us on this podcast do any of this for any profit.
Long story short, too late. Basically, I felt like that I overloaded my editor and I wanted to give us a time for a break. So I kind of like decisively decided out of nowhere, let's just all take a break for April. Also, what can happen in these types of situations where we're uploading like every 2 weeks, it's not necessarily that we're, releasing every 2 weeks, but we're also recording almost every week. It's either 1 or 2 episodes per week. Typically, it's usually 1. But sometimes it's 1 and then another later on down the road. And that can get pretty stressful. And so what we get is burnout, and that happens. And so to prevent burnout, I want to be able to give us a break so that we have fresh ideas and a fresh perspective, and we can really bring you guys the best kind of content. So that's important. So that's what's been kind of going on recently. So we're just kind of on a small break. We will return for May. I haven't decided when an actual episode will release in May, but if I had to guess, it might be May 3rd or it might be May 10th. It could be one of those, honestly. On to the next thing. So we have quite a few show topics for this year or for the upcoming months. But I do want to emphasize something very specific. So a lot of our episodes, we like to include your thoughts and your input. And the only way that we can do that is if you guys write to us or comment to us on either Twitter or email, or even in Telegram itself. We prefer that you go to Twitter or email, but it's almost like I got to pull teeth just to get enough content from you guys to really put together a well thought out episode. So for instance, we do a lot of questions on Twitter for upcoming episodes or possible ideas for an episode that we may want to record, but we want to get more comments to kind of better gauge, okay, this might be a good one, this maybe not be a good one. And the thing is we do ask a lot of questions on Twitter, but we're not getting the response that we'd like. We're getting maybe like a couple of responses here and there. Sometimes they're really vague. And then sometimes when we ask for you guys to email, we don't really get that many emails. For instance, we're recording an episode about young furries coming up. And I've asked for people, and this is the funniest thing, right? We've had lots of people ask us to do an episode about young furries. But the moment we ask for someone to participate in writing an email or to comment on Twitter about being a young furry, then everyone deserts and everyone's gone. And I don't understand that. So I'm not sure if it's just a product of the era that we're in for younger people that just don't want to participate and they just want to listen. That's totally fine. But keep in mind that when we are creating episodes like this and we want your input, it's vital for us that you guys do comment on our content so we can give you a better, I guess you could say, product in the end. So if you're a listener, you're an avid listener, you're listening to this now, you subscribe, whether it's a couple of people, obviously we have lots of listeners, but if you're a listener, you like what we produce, please follow us on Twitter. It's at From the Muzzle. And then that way you can stay up to date on everything that we produce. We do ask a question either once or every other week to make sure that we can get ideas from you guys, comments that help produce content, all of that jazz. The more we have, the better it is for us. The less we have, the drier the episode. And we're kind of really just pulling out of our pockets and trying to find any sort of bit that's in there. Okay. So if you're a listener, you have a Twitter, please follow us at From the Muzzle. We typically ask questions in the morning, afternoon, and evening. So if you want to, you can, there's like a little check mark or whatever that you can get an update. So every time we post something, it automatically goes to your notifications. I hate being one of those people that says, click and like and subscribe. But honestly, in this particular case, please follow us. Please mark that notification so that when we do ask a question, we can actually get answers. Okay. If you're not on Twitter and you want to be a little bit more anonymous, send us an email. Just straight up, send us an email. But the thing is a lot of our current information is on Twitter. So that's where we usually field a lot of our future episodes. So unless we tell you in an episode, hey, we're going to be doing an episode in a couple of weeks, please email in, then that's one thing. But for the most part, I'm really emphasizing for everyone to join Twitter or just follow us on Twitter so that way we can get better content produced. That's my plea about that. Moving on to the next thing, which is our last thing. We have a couple ideas for episodes coming up. I would like your input. This would be a great opportunity for you to go onto Twitter and send us a message or send us a comment or whatever, so that way we can get better responses. So we want to do one called Autism in the Fandom. We are planning on doing an esports episode with someone who is a director of esports at a university and how that correlates to the LGBTQ community. So if you have any ideas for that or thoughts or anything, you can send us an email and say esports. That way I know to read that email for the esports episode. We're going to be doing a species episode of Zorgoias. So I'm not sure what that species or is specifically. I haven't looked into it, but someone requested it by email. If you guys know of a species that no one really knows about or no one's ever talked about it, email us or send us a message on Twitter or comment and let us know so that way we can put it in as an episode for us to record and do research for. We had a request to do new furries, and I'm also going to tie that into young furries because young furries and new furries kind of go hand in hand. So we're going to do that as like a double whammy. There is a thought of doing a TikTok furries episode, but right now I've got that on the back burner because of US legislation. I'm not sure if they're going to ban it, and I don't want to do an episode about TikTok furries when the app itself could be banned in the United States and then it kind of becomes irrelevant. I would like to do episodes, so multiples, of people's careers in the fandom, whether they're doctors or lawyers or techs, they're grocery workers, they're servers. It doesn't matter. I want to see a range of people in a career from all aspects of life, because I think that's really interesting. That genuinely piques my interest. And I want to tell your story. I think it's fun. We're going to do an episode about Pokéfurs. So if you are a Pokemon enthusiast, and you've also kind of created a Pokemon fursona, email us at talktothemuzzle@gmail.com. Tell us all about it. Submit some artwork that you would like us to look at and go from there. We're also doing a Fangasms episode again. So that means we're going to be reading emails. So if you guys have emails that you would like to send to us and you have questions or you want to share your story or how much you love our podcast, all that jazz, send an email to talktothemuzzle@gmail.com. We typically do Fangasm episodes every couple of months. Unless we get a ton of emails all at once, then we'll usually split that up and we will do a Fangasm episode like once a month or so. And then lastly, I'd like to do an episode about poetry, doing like a poetry slam. So I haven't really figured out the kinks on that one quite yet, but when I do, I will announce that on Twitter. And then I probably will do an announcement similar to what I've done today. That's pretty much all I have to say about that. Again, if you guys have questions, you can reach out to us. Email talktothemuzzle@gmail.com. That's available. All the information and contacts that I have are available in the information below. But I'm also pronouncing it so you guys can also just can be like, oh, okay, I know what that is, in case you don't want to look in the information. So talktothemuzzle@gmail.com. Or follow us on Twitter @FromTheMuzzle, and then follow us, and then click that little notification thing so that when we do send a tweet and we're asking a question, you guys can answer those pretty quickly. And that's pretty much it. So without further ado, I hope everyone's days are going great. I hope you guys are having a wonderful year so far, and we will see you guys on our next episode. Bye.